Let's go onto the streets, and Dan is at Barker's Pool in Sheffield. Hiya, Dan.
I am, Bob, in the sunshine at Barker's Pool, in the shadow of the 40-foot poster of Jess Ennis, and I'm just watching people walk past it. He's turning some heads, and there are a lot of people looking at it, and one of them is Maureen, who I stopped you as you were gazing up at
yeah,
Jess.
Yeah, you knew I was thinking about it, didn't you?
And were you thinking about it?
I was thinking, yeah, and I was just thinking, I'd like to be her. Then I thought, no, I wouldn't like to be her. You know, because of the pressure she must be under. Mm. That's what I was thinking. Mm. And then you came and asked me about pressure. Mm. And the most recent pressure, as I'm telling you, is my dog will put me under enormous pressure.
Your dog?
A few weeks ago. You want me to say this story?
Well, you can tell the story very quickly. It's a story that I didn't expect to hear this morning, Maureen, if I'm honest.
They'd taken all these children down where I take my dog for a walk, and Hugo is, I'm afraid he pinches things, and as soon as he arrived...
That's your dog?
My dog, Hugo, golden retriever, and immediately he pinched the child's socks, ate them, and then went back, pinched the child's teddy bear, which apparently was this child's favourite teddy bear, and he always goes in the river, and I thought, oh my God, I know where he's going. So he took the child's teddy bear in the river, and the woman is tearing me to pieces, literally, and...
So you felt under pressure at that moment?
That's my recent pressure, yeah. I've had pressure in my life, but that's recently, and I can tell you, she screamed at me, where are my child's socks? And I said, I'm sorry, he's eating them. So your dog has eaten my child's socks.
So you can empathise.
And the teddy bear was floating down the river at this. His favourite teddy bear. And that's my reason.
So you can empathise with Jess Ennis because your dog ate a child's sock.
Yeah.
It's a great story, Bob. It's, as I say, a story that I didn't expect to hear this morning.
Well, listen, Jen should she should count herself lucky, really, Jess, because, you know, she has the pressure, she has the weight of the whole British public on her shoulders, but she doesn't have to worry about a dog eating a child's pair of socks. Dan, thank you.